Good day, Australia. It's August 25th, 2025, and I'm Paige Estratori of Financial Services Online, bringing you some of the most compelling stories from our vibrant financial sector. Firstly, let me introduce you to a young Sydney entrepreneur who has turned the tables on adversity. Nathan Lindsay is just 20, and yet he's taken a struggling quick copy franchise, which had a $40,000 debt, and transformed it into a profitable business. Through bold and strategic changes, he managed to double the monthly sales from $24,000 to an impressive $48,000, and now enjoys $10,000 in monthly profits. His effective strategies emphasize speedy service and quality control, showing resilience and strategic foresight that we can all learn from. Truly an inspiration, people. Now, in recent industry events, Sydney's Sofitel Wentworth sparkled during the celebrated 2025 Australian Wealth Management Awards. An event hosted by Momentum Media and Metrics brought over 400 industry leaders together to honor excellence across asset management, financial advice, and more. Winners out of 190 finalists received accolades for being the best advisors, executives, innovators, and fund managers. Remember, whether boutique or major firms, all exceptional talent deserves to be recognized. Our superannuation fund members need to pay attention. Nearly 60% are in default MySuper options, without realizing that they may be incurring higher fees than in alternative index fund options. For example, financial advisor Robert Rich found that some of the default options charge up to $3,000 more than their counterparts. He stresses that lower fee options can significantly boost retirement savings, advocating for transparency of fee structures and increased financial literacy. It's a good reminder that every dollar counts towards a better financial future. Good news is on the horizon for Australian household budgets as well, with interest rate cuts and tax relief measures introduced last July. These changes are set to increase household spending. ANZ forecasts a GDP growth driven by consumer activity, predicting an increase of 2.4% by mid-2026. However, keep in mind, the economy's robustness links closely to consumers' confidence in financial stability, making this a key metric to watch. That wraps up our financial news for today, folks. Remember, we at Financial Services Online are here to help with all your needs in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Check our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. This is Paige Estratori. Until next time, stay informed and stay secure.